Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of the New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, in the world, but not of the world. Your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Thank you for joining me this evening. Truly blessed to be here. Truly blessed to have you join. To God be the glory. I thought of a subject to speak on, not a teaching, just speaking on what has been given me, and I've been told that I can't keep it unless I give it away. So I'm in the position to pass it along to whoever is needful. I have prayer. And after prayer, the topic, the little topic that I had was Thanksgiving. I'm going to speak a little bit about Thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise. We're going to talk about praise. Reasons to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and praise, they go together. Okay? All right. So those of you who have prayer requests, you can call those out before the Lord. And I'll be speaking a general prayer for those who are sick and afflicted, those who are bereaved over loss of a loved one, those who are just lost in the world without hope, those that don't have any objectivity in life. They're just existing from day to day. God enables them to rise up in the morning, and that's it. They're just up and doing whatever it is to do, you know. But we didn't rise our own selves up. God does that for us. That's his love, his unconditional love, you know. And we ought to allow some type of praise and thanksgiving, you know, because it was nothing that we did. God did it all, him and his son. And his Holy Spirit is a keeper for us, okay? All right? Let's go to God in prayer, okay? Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we thank you for the time that you have given us. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, your Lord God, for giving us what we need to go through another day. You rose us up this morning, brand new day, Father God. Fresh start, new thoughts, new communications. Honor you for thinking about us, Father God, because there were some that didn't make it. We truly thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for supplying our every need, food, shelter, and clothing. You allowed us traveling mercy. You helped us to help the next person in line. You gave us hope, Father God. You gave us insight into your word, Father God, that we may have had in our minds and in our hearts, Father God. We truly thank you for loving us that much to whereas we didn't do anything to deserve this new day, but you allowed it to happen for us for a reason. And let us take advantage of God's love for us. There's nothing that we did to get us to this point but God. God is God, our creator, redeemer, sustainer. Yes, and he is our judge through his word. His love for us, his love, very unconditional. And we thank you, Lord, We pray for the neighbor on all sides, Father God. We pray for them to be blessed as we are blessed. We pray for you to help them go through as we have been allowed to go through. And you have been there with us as we go through, and you have been there waiting for us as we come out of whatever situation it is that has been put before us. We thank you for helping us build our faith, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being able to help somebody in need, somebody saying a kind word, Father God, or just sharing a word of truth, Father God, allowing someone to see our life and our lifestyle and how we live through Christ Jesus, Father God. That opportunity, Father God, we didn't pay for it. It was just given to us freely. And help us, Father God, to be able to share that with any and everybody. Any and everybody. Those that do not care for us, Father God, help us to pray for them. Not to hate them because of what they've done to us or what we thought they've done to us. Help us to love, Father God. Help us to reach out and to pull up, Father God, those that are down, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to help the next man, woman, boy, and girl to get to the spot where you have brought us from. We were in total darkness. But you sent your son, Father God, to die in our place on the cross, that we don't have to suffer as he did. He died for our sin, not for his own. He died for the sin of the world, that we may have opportunity for everlasting life. And all we have to do is believe. Just believe, God. Believe. Believe that you are God and your son. He went to the cross. He died, was buried, and rose on the third day. And he rose with all power in heaven and in earth. And we honor him, Father God. And we glorify and give praise to your Holy Spirit, God, the keeper. Keep us, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for those that are listening this evening. I thank you for giving me the strength and the know-it-all to be able to host this ministry this evening, Father God. It was given to me freely, and I freely give. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And I thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sin, keeping those sins in the past, not keeping those, Father God, just throwing those into the sea of forgetfulness. I thank you, God. I honor you. I honor you. And look to you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. I look to you, Father God, to be able to share love, share hope, to be able to pray for others, Father God, as others have prayed for me, and to stay humble, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. Those that are sick and afflicted, bless them, Father God. Be with them, Lord God. You can just touch and say the word, Father God, and they be healed. But whichever way it goes, Father God, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can overcome whatever Satan throws at us, illnesses, sicknesses. Praise God. And let us use the doctors wisely, as you have put them here for us, Father God, not to use and abuse. And to go to you first and ask you, God, lead and guide me into all truth. Praise God. And those that have lost loved ones, we mourn with them, Father God. We do. We mourn with them. And those in impoverished countries, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you'll watch over and keep them, Father God. Your word says we'll always have the poor with us. It's not that we're praying for nobody to be poor, but to receive that help in time of need, Father God. In time of need. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. We give you the praise this evening, honor you, and thank you once again, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Okay. All right. Let me run through this real quick. I see here. I have good evening, Margaret.
Good evening. How are you doing?
God, he's taking me through. I can't ask for no more than that.
Our study is so good. I'm so glad.
Yes. We're keeping you lifted up in prayer also, because he's been blessing you, truly, been blessing
Amen.
You from, yes, from the state that you were in and blessing me from the state that I was in. And all we have to do is keep going the same route. And each new day we can build a little more onto it, And, you know, hey, after a minute, we'll just be able to put everything on him and keep it moving and not worry about nothing. Because what did Paul say?
Amen.
Yes, what did Paul say? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if we're serving
God. Lord. Amen.
Yes, if we're serving him in this life and we're taken out of this life, that we should worry about. You know, we can't take nothing with us. You know, and we wind up in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Now, you know, that sounds a lot better than getting a raise on the job, you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we thank God for you. We do. We thank God for you. And definitely glad that
you. I thank God for you, too.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. All right. All right. Let's see here. Hey, sis. How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
Doing well?
Doing well.
Any complaints, we can take them to God. Okay?
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm going to see if we can get our other sister on the line here. If she'd like to say hello or make a comment before we get started. Glad to have you there in Hickory. We're very glad to have you. We praise God.
Amen.
And we thank him. Praise God. Yes, yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank the Lord. I just want to say I thank the Lord for just the broadcast. Thank and praise the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Armstrong, you and Sister Armstrong has been a big inspiration in my life. I just thank and praise God for you. And I remember when
yeah.
I was working with you around the altar, tearing with you, when you, and I was there.
Yeah.
I know when you received the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for that. I thank and praise God that I know that you and Sister Armstrong, you all are a man, a woman of God. And I thank the God for the life that y'all live. You know, ain't nothing I can say bad about you. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost that's in y'all, that dwells, the Holy Ghost live and move and in y'all. I thank and praise God for that. So y'all just keep praying for me. Pray for my family.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take up no more time because I don't usually like to talk, but I just had to say I thank God because God's been good to me. He brought me from death's doors many times.
Amen.
I've been left on my bed of affliction, in the coma, didn't know I was in the world. But God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brought me back to life. So y'all just pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We will. Thank you for joining us. And we love you, sis. We love you. It's been a minute since we've been here.
Love y'all, too.
But we love you. We love you.
Well,
and
I know y'all do.
Yes. Yes, yes. Real quick, since you mentioned that about me being an altar, that was that's just God working because I had planned. I was living in New York, and I had planned to go to South America. And my wife. I still consider her my wife, even though we had divorced and she had married someone else. I had opportunity to come down Carolina from New York to help her celebrate day. It was 15 years ago. Yeah, 2007. And I told her when I came back, I said, you know, I want to get baptized. And I didn't know anything about her church or anything. She didn't go to church here. She went to church in Hickory, North Carolina. So I told her, I'll go. So I went that day, and the Spirit led me go up to the altar. I said, I'm going to get prayed for. You know, and I'm standing there, in my mind, I don't know where my mind was at, but I felt this in my back. I went to reach for my back. That's the last thing I remember until the pastor asked me what just happened. And I said, I guess it's the Holy Ghost. But, you know, I was not speaking. I didn't ask to be filled, but it was opportunity God gave me because I was empty. See, mm-hmm. I was empty. And I gave up to sin, comfortable, because I felt close to God in New York. Mm-hmm. And I come down, I received the Holy Ghost that day. And I thank God for that. I truly do. And you were there. I'll never forget it. Now, you were there. And I heard you say,
amen.
He's ready. And
amen.
I couldn't understand what he's ready. And I was ready, y'all. I
amen.
Was ready. But
amen.
I truly thank God for you. I do thank God. We're glad that you were able to listen in. And anytime during the broadcast, if you have a comment or any time that the ministry is on, I'll give you a number. You can call me if you would like to bring about something for yourself, something that you'd
all
like
right.
to discuss, because you're a minister. So we know that now. And we just want to share it with everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I know it all. It's just that I have an opportunity to invite others in to join, you know.
Amen.
And spiritually based ministry, not a program, it's a ministry. You know, I truly
mm-hmm.
thank God for my brother, Apostle Armstrong. I thank God for him for allowing
amen.
Me the opportunity to showcase this and share with others, okay? All right. Thank you so much, honey. Thank you. Okay. Praise God. All right. Let's see. Apostle, do you have a word or you're just listening? Thank you for joining us. Oh, okay. All righty. I guess he's just joining us, just listening. Okay, all right. I mentioned Thanksgiving, and I mentioned praise, okay? You know, I thought, I said, well, praise. What is praise? You know, praise. We praise the Lord and give him honor, you know. And I found out some reasons why we should, okay? Now, I'm going to run through this real quick, and then I'm going to go to Thanksgiving, okay? The Bible commands it in Psalms, I believe it's Psalm 150 and 6, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That's everything, man, woman, boy, and girl, animals, the trees, the grass, the clouds, you know, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And then also, now most of these are Psalms. Yeah, most of these are Psalms, okay? And let's go down here. Isaiah 61 and 3. Okay. Praise chases away despair. Okay? The oil of gladness instead of mourning. Okay? Let me get that in the book. Isaiah 61 and 3. Okay? And we're going to proclaim that we're going to proclaim Lord of Lords. Yes, this evening. Isaiah 61 and 3. Okay? Let's do this real quick. Isaiah 61 and 3. All right. Okay. Now, this is concerning Israel, but it is to let us know that we're not the only one to praise him. Praise is from all people. And this was God's people, Israel's God's people, okay, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And we don't run around here glorifying each other. I got no business glorifying go on and find that man over there just because he got a good talk or bag full of money, you know, or he seems to be a good guy. No. The Spirit of the Lord, it leads and guides us into all truth. And that way we know who is who. You know, we're able to discern if that person has a mask on, you know, and they're running around here, they're trying to be one thing, but they're something else, and they're hiding, you know. It's that's deceitfulness. That's a person being deceitful. And it's similar to what was said. You know what I'm saying? We have to be aware. We have to be aware. God is always there for his people. Always there for his people. Okay? Let me do this Isaiah 14 real quick. Now, this is about Lucifer. Isaiah 14. This is where Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, y'all. And he was kicked to the earth, and his name was changed to Satan. Okay, 14. That's, okay, Isaiah 14. And did I miss that? Isaiah 14 and, okay, where's it at? All right. Okay, here we go. All right, okay. Let's see. Okay. Satan, the real prince of this world, and organizer of Babylon, in other words, that is the mother of sin, you know. It had to start somewhere. And Satan, he is the prince of the power of the air of this world. You know what I'm saying? Even though God has all power, he created all things, he is allowing this to happen because of all the sin in the world. You know, hell was not made for man. It was made for Satan and his angels, okay? So if you partake in sin and do not get yourself right, ask for forgiveness, repent, believe and trust in God, you can be lost. Hell will be your home, and that's cast into the lake of fire, okay? Here we go right here. This is Isaiah 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Okay? Now, saying that, I want to put it out there like this. Satan wanted to exalt himself even with God, maybe even a little higher than God, you know. We see what happened to him. And Satan, he was, what, number one angel? Lucifer? You know, he was beautiful. He was in heaven. Now, we haven't even gotten there yet, you know what I'm saying? But he was there. He was already there. He got kicked out because a pride developed within him, you know? And we can take this as an example, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be an angel. We're human beings, God creation. Lucifer was created by God. You know, so how can the creation rule over the creator? How can we overpower God? How can we become more than God? You know, we can't, we should not praise God. We should not praise man and what man is running around here trying to do. You know, man wants, you got so many men out there that want to be God. You know, they want to be. They want other people to glorify and praise them. But that's, you know, that's just heaping coals on somebody's head somewhere, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're not to praise the creation. We're to praise the Creator. He can take us out anytime, you know. He cleansed the world. He cleansed the earth once upon a time. He cleansed the earth of everything but some animals and eight souls, eight human beings. He wiped every human being off the earth. And it wasn't that it just rained a little bit, you know, a couple of puddles here and there. No. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And it rained so high over the highest peak, the highest mountain in the world. It was so many cubits. I don't remember, but it was so high. So if you were on the peak of the highest mountain, you know what I'm saying, and it's still raining, the deeps were broken up, where are you going? You know, you can't swim from 9 till whenever. You know, your body going to give out. So eight souls were saved because man was so evil. Man didn't want to give God the praise, what he deserved. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And at the end of that sixth day, when God got ready to take his rest, he said, everything was very good. Everything was very good. There wasn't no thorns and thistles out there. There wasn't no weeds. Everything was very good. But as man began to sin, everything just, you know, it just took a back turn. Everything is born now to die. So what we need to do is get off our high horse, not praising the president, you know, not praising the governor. Let's stop praising the chief of police, you know what I'm saying, and what they're doing. They're men just like us. We praise God. We can pray for these people to do the right thing for others and themselves. But it's not for us to praise them. They're in the same predicament we are. They just have a title over their name, you know. And titles can be taken away. God, he'll give and he'll take to whomever he will. He can give and take to whoever, you know. But God, glory to God in the highest. Okay, all right. Let me. Couple more here. Okay. Praise promotes productivity. According to the word, the earth yields its produce in the presence of praise. Psalm 17, 5 and 6. And let me read that real quick. Psalm 17, 5 and 6. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's all here. It's in the Word, and for us to read. And as I mentioned to somebody one time, I said, well, you know, if you got an issue with reading certain words, hey, they have it on tape. You know what I'm saying? And if you feel that you're going to be, upsetting some people, having it on, listening to it, get you some earbuds. Hello, that we face. They're easy to deal with if we would just stop. Stop. Go to our Creator and ask him. He knows all things. He knows all things. And if we want to know anything that we don't know or haven't learned about, we ask him. Lord, this situation, what am I to do about this situation, Lord? You know? And it's not that we're always with our hands out asking God for this, asking God for that. Let's praise him for what he's done already. You know, if we're able to ask him for something, you know, or have a handout, he's blessed us already. And that's worthy of how much praise right there. He rises us up in the morning. He allows us to go our way. Some can't go their way, you know. Some are stuck at the starting line. And this is, it's just life. It's just life. You know, I used to think that, well, I brought that on myself. It's life, y'all. It's life. Now, if I'm out there in a sinful world, of course. You know? There is no honor among thieves. So the world, Ain't nobody patting you on the back out in the world. No. They're pushing you out in front of them. You know what I'm saying?
What did I say there?
Mm-hmm. That was Psalm 17. And, okay, let's see. What did I have there? Psalm 17, 5 and 6. Okay. Real quick. Psalm 17, 5 and 6. Hold up my goings and thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. Read on 7. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Okay? Now, real quick, one last one here. This is Psalm 5, and I often read this. This is David. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Psalm of David, okay? Just a couple of lines here, okay? Now, okay. Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Praise God. So if we honor God and, you know, we praise God for what he has done, we praise God for who he is, you know? And we just give him the glory. We go to the source. You know, people will tell you, you go to the source. You know, don't hear listen to this and that, you know, old wives' tales and all kind of stuff. Go to the source for yourself. All this information is out there. People can go to the source. Oh, my God. You don't have to be running to college. No. It's not necessary for the average person. Now, if you want to advance yourself to a higher level, you can. But the average person, the information is right there. Google it. You know, I tell some people, just Google it. Find out for yourself. You know, and we can just dig through this stuff and we'll know which way to go, what to say, and how to deal accordingly, you know, in life. Okay? Now, all right. That's enough about praise for a moment. Okay? Now, I had mentioned it about Thanksgiving. Okay? Thanksgiving. All right? Now. Oh, what did I have? Where did I have it? Okay. A couple of scriptures on Thanksgiving. Then open up the mics. Anyone has a comment, they can comment, or anyone has something they want to share, they have time. Okay? All right. All right. This is one of my favorites here. Okay. Let's do Matthew 6. Matthew 6. All right. Matthew 6. Uh-huh. Matthew 6, and I'm going to start here at Matthew 6 and 30, okay? Matthew 6 and 30, all right? Matthew 6 and 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? All these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Now this was Jesus talking about the Israelites. Okay, but this word is for our example, y'all. You know, even though it's directed to somebody else, we're in life. We're still living in this world. We have a part in life ourselves, whether it be family or individually, but this is an example for us all, you know, and just lets us know there's no need to worry with a handout, begging and asking for this and all that all the time, you know. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, evil is always present, y'all. It's always present. Always. It's always present. But we work to get it out of us. You know, we're searching our hearts. We're searching our minds. It's like spring cleaning. We're getting rid of this Adamic nature. We're getting rid of the things we used to do when we was in the world, you know. We have to have a new mindset. We can't think the same old way, y'all, you know. We can't. Thinking new. Put the word of God in our mind and let that just, you know, just dwell there, you know. And the word is life. God's word is life. It gives us life. It gives us hope. It's a keeper, you know. It is. Okay. All right. Let's do the Psalm 50 and 14. And real quick, Psalm 50 and 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thou vows unto the Most High. It's not for us to follow the leader. We are individuals, and we have a duty, it's a duty, but then it's much more than that. We're given life for a reason. We're not here to just, you know, work and have a family. We're here for other stuff. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son into the world that we wouldn't have to be destroyed, you know what I'm saying, have an opportunity to get it right in this world. And if we do, in the next life, we can have everlasting life. But we got to do it right. We got to do it right. And we don't have to wait until tomorrow. We don't have to wait until we go to church. We start right now. Open up the word of God. Let's open it up. And eventually, our hearts will want to hear the word of God. We want to read the word of God. We want to be around other saints and talking the word of God. Okay? All right. Okay. Now, one last one, and we'll go from there. Oh, give thanks. Okay, one last. Psalm 107. I know there's some familiar ones out there. Psalm 107 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And last but not least, Philippians 4 and 6. Okay, Philippians 4 and 6. Okay. Philippians 4 and 6. Okay. Now I'm going to ask Sis if she could read that. Are you there? Sister Mary, are you there?
Philippians, what did you say it was?
Philippians 4 and 6.
Philippians 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Amen.
Is that it?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes,
and
yes.
The peace of God, and the peace of God, which is all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus. We cannot get to God by other means. We can't get there by the pastor. We can't get there through our grandmother and her prayers, you know. We can't get there through our spouse. We have to get there through Jesus Christ. Because I said earlier, he went to the cross. He suffered on the cross for each one of us. He did. And he took upon the sin of the world. And even though it was over 2,000 years ago, he took my sin upon him. I hadn't even, you know, 2,000 years ago, he took the sin of the world. Past, present, and future sin upon him, and he died on the cross. He took those sins to the grave, in other words. But he was he was resurrected after 3 days, rose from the dead with all power. All power. And all men, women, boys, and girls have opportunity to be reconciled to God by Christ Jesus. Okay? Everyone has opportunity, you know, because the word tells us there ain't going to be no excuses. No. No, ain't going to be no excuses. Because if we go to God, go to him at the judgment, I say, well, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I preached and everything. And you know, hey, these words are in the book. They're in the book. I don't care what version you get, they're in the book. She's going to tell you, depart from me. I never knew you. So the little bit of work that a lot of us think we're doing, it ain't no good from the beginning because we don't put anything in it. It's just a show, you know? But we have to do it from the heart. We have to do it with love. And we have to humble ourselves, not looking to be or pat it on the back or somebody to rub your head or to give you a top. It's about none of that. It's about honoring God and giving him what he deserves. He created us, and we still here. And we can't even say, thank you, Lord. Oh, come on. Something wrong with that, y'all. Yeah, something's wrong with that. Praise God. Well, good evening. Do I have any comments?
Praise God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, good evening. One at a time, please. Okay. Comments?
Well, praise the Lord. Thanksgiving and praise. So, like you already said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yes.
And you don't have to be saved to praise the Lord. It says let everything that has breath.
Right.
When you look out the door and the trees is waving, they praise God. Everything
right.
that has breath is praise the Lord. And we
praise
as human beings, we ought to praise the Lord. Cause when he wakes us up in the morning, that's something we should say, thank you, Lord, for waking. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me through the night. Thank you for blessing protecting my family through the night, Lord. Thank you, God, for protecting grandchildren and my loved ones. We always have something to thank God for. Because somebody didn't make it through the night. Thank you for keeping a roof over my head. We always should have thankfulness in our hearts to thank God for. Thank you, God, for having transportation. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you for blessing me to go. So I say, Lord, go before me. When I go out somewhere, I say, Lord, go before me. Or if I was just to say that and I get in the car and I said, Lord, go before me. Because we don't know what's out there that's going to come against us while we're out. I said, Lord, go before me. Because we have so much to be thankful for, and a lot of times we don't think about that. We get our minds on what we want and forget about what he's already done. But he's done so much for us. I tell you the truth, that's something we should do every day we wake up in the morning. We need to thank God. So good to us. Some people had death in their family. Some people had COVID and been so down sick and still sick. But we need to give God every day of our lives. I thank him for my salvation. Lord, have mercy. I thank him for having been in my right mind. I just thank him for his goodness and his grace. I've been praying a long time asking God to help me, Lord, to lose weight. And I know one time I was, and see, you have to be careful what you say, because Satan, I take your words that you say, and he'll use it against you. And I said,
yes,
I like to eat. And it seemed like there for a while I was just eating it and eating and eating and eating and gaining weight, and I couldn't lose weight. Lord, I'd pray and seemed like I just couldn't lose no weight. But I had to go lose something.
and I had to go sometimes go through some things. And through that I was going through and to the doctor, God bless me and thought to being able to lose weight, Lord Jesus. God knows all about what we need. And he knows how to get to the point where it can help us. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life. Because it's nothing but the goodness of Jesus. And I tell you, we should always give him thanks. Because he's the one that's allowing us to wake up every morning. He's the one watching over our family members, taking care of our family members. We can't be with them always, but prayer will go where we can't go. Praise God.
Right. Yeah.
Prayer is a strong weapon that we have, and we have to use that weapon to pray for our loved ones. But they going through things that they may not even tell us. But when we pray, I can cover them. And it's a shame for us to say, don't use that weapon. Because God has given us that weapon. He has Jesus has given us to pray and not faint. Every day we're supposed to have a prayer life. And if you're a Christian, say I'm a Christian and don't have a prayer life, shame on you. Because that's something we're supposed to have is a prayer life. Talking to our God. Praise God.
Right.
Praying for one another. He'll give while you're praying, he'll put people in your mind. You don't know, but you're praying for that person. And God is taking care of them. And I thank God for that. But we have to have a prayer life. We have to have a relationship with him for ourselves. So we need to be able to lay eyes on ourselves and pray.
That's right.
So you said on prayer line, you on the show tonight. Make sure that you have a prayer life, a connection with God. Because we know what our family is going through sometimes. They might be in pain where they can't pray for themselves. But we can pray, and prayer can go and cover them. I can say a lot more, but I know other people probably want to say something too. So pray, my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, praise. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good evening, brother.
Hey, how we doing this evening?
Doing well, doing well. Praise Glad you joined us.
Good, good. Yes, God is good, and all the time God is good.
He's
truly taking care of us and taking us through some things in our life as we look through and see the things that he is doing and the things that he has done. And what he's going to do, we don't know, but we know that anything that he does is going to be good. Because he's taken us through so much, through so many pains, been down in our lives, through situations that come about, hurt because our children won't act right, hurt because we're going through things with the families. But when he works into situations with families, relationships, and other things in life, cause I pray for my relationship as well. Because we go through things, you know, when you're dealing with grandkids and things like that, and your own children and things that you're dealing with in life, and you're praying in God, you can see where he's working and opening doors and situations, you know, just like one of our granddaughters where she was messed up and doing things and drugging it and everything. God has blessed her through all the prayers that we had requested through saints and friends to get her a job. And she talked to me tonight about, said she appreciate what we are doing and how we talk to her to let her know how much we care. And we've been praying for her and she's trying to get her life together. And I told her, I said, hey, that's good. That's the reason why we do what we do and the prayers that we pray. And like the sister said, you have to have a prayer life. You have to ask the other saints and members, whether it be family, whether it don't be family, to pray for your children, other families, and other loved ones. And we got to continue to pray for our leaders. They're suffering so much through things that they go through. And people think that they're strong because they are our leaders, that they don't need prayer. but they struggle just like I struggle. They're human. They're just like regular people the way we are. Just because they're in the position as a leader, it don't mean they don't go through things. But we see the power and God working in their lives through things that they've been going through. So it is a time for thanksgiving and prayer every day, every morning, all through the day, every night when you lay down. And like you said, first thing in the morning when you wake up, thanking the Lord and just because we know that he's the one that's taking us through and doing it. It's like my mom used to tell me a long time ago. She said, you can lay down tonight and you can wake up in the morning and your whole life changed. Things happen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's just like the other night. I was on the prayer line with the bishop, and everything had been all right all day long. And just as soon as I got off of the prayer line, a short pain hit me, and I just about couldn't walk through the whole night. Woke up the next morning. Well, I prayed and anointed it first.
Yes.
And when I laid down, I said, well, maybe it'll be all right in the morning. I got up that morning. And same old thing, hurt so bad I barely could walk. Had to call in my job and let them know I wasn't going to make it. And had to go to the doctor and have tests for it and everything. But it made me think about what she said. At one moment, you can be fine. And the next moment, things occurred that we don't even notice coming our way. But to God be the glory, you know, I can give that praise report, no pain from that same situation. Haven't been bothered all day from it. So I know that God has been working, and I know that he's still working in my life, my family's life, my relationship, my loved ones. So we know that he is the source for whatever we need.
Yeah.
We have to look to him for not just some things, but for everything. And just trust him and have faith and just thank him as we go along for everything. As he just continues to see us through.
Yes, and there are some times when we need to thank him because did nothing happen. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He could have prevented an accident down the road, and here we are, you know, with family mercy or nothing, we don't make it back
home. Right.
Safely. When we went out. Yeah.
That's right.
I want to read this real quick, and then I'm going to ask Sis from Hickory, if she has a last comment, and if she would pray us out, okay? I'm going to read this real quick. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 2, King James Version, all right? Now, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So in other words, if we hold on, we believe and we hold on and trust, no matter what the situation looked like, you know what I'm saying? God, he can make a way out of nowhere. So we can't give up. We can't falter. We can't say, well, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I want to go back to where I know. We have to stay strong.
Yes.
We have to have faith, the size of a mustard seed, and that faith could move mountains. But we have to be steadfast, unmovable. Yes, steadfast, unmovable. Okay?
Amen.
Now, sis, sis, I wanted to ask you if you had a last comment. And we got about 4 minutes, and if you would pray us out. Please. Okay.
Okay. I just want to thank the Lord for the broadcast. Thank the Lord for you. And I just enjoy talking about praise, talking about praising the Lord and worshiping. And I thought about the song come to my mind, praise is what I do. But I want to get close to you. I lift my hands and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It always ain't always good, but I thank the Lord and I praise him for everything that I go through with. And I'm right now, I'm going to just say a prayer, a little prayer. They're going to be strong, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for Brother Armstrong and his companion and all the people that call in, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless them tonight, Lord. Every one of us, Lord, supply their needs, Lord. Lord, bless our unsaved loved ones, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless our leaders, bless our pastors, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your anointing, Lord. Oh, God, it's your anointing, oh God, that breaks the yoke. And God, we give you praise and we glorify you, Lord. Until next time, God, bless us and keep us, Lord. In your will, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Last but not least, let's give God the most high praise. Which is hallelujah.
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 He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Be blessed.
Yes, Lord. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Love y'all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise him, y'all.
Shalom. Yes.
Shalom.